Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, exclusively on Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app.
All right. As Dan Taylor wrote in the Press Democrat, nearly 8 years have passed since the fatal shooting of 13-year-old Andy Lopez by Sonoma County Sheriff's Deputy Eric Gelhaus. Yet for many, the emotions prompted by the event are still raw. Sonoma County independent filmmaker Ron Rogers is revisiting this incident. It's a new 28-minute documentary. It's called 3 Seconds in October, The Shooting of Andy Lopez. It'll be airing on July 15th and the 17th on KRCB in Rohnert Park and I believe KQED in San Francisco. And he's joining us right now, the producer of this documentary, Ron Rogers. Hi, Ron.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, it's our pleasure. I can't wait to see this. Let me say that you've been working on this for many years, and 28 minutes for a documentary of this sort is rather unique. Explain the whole situation.
Well, let me clear up one thing real quick. The two stations that you mentioned, one is the PBS station in Rohnert Park, KRCB, but the second station is a station in San Jose, which is KPJK.
So, gotcha. Okay.
On the 15th, it's KRCB at 10 p.m., and on Saturday, the 17th, it's KPJK in the South Bay. So just to clear that up.
Okay. And it took you, you've been working on this, as I said, a long, long time. Why did it take so long, and why is it just 28 minutes? I'm curious about that. I don't mean to belittle this at all just by saying it's 28 minutes, but...
Well, there's basically two forms of documentaries, documentary shorts, which are basically under around 30 minutes, and feature length, which is 90 minutes. And this one happens to be a documentary short. And it's true that it doesn't go on for an hour and a half like a feature length, but it's quite concise. And as far as the 7 years is concerned, in a way it's lucky that it did take some time because unknown to any of us, after Andy Lopez was shot, the legislature passed a bill called SB 1421, which for the first time made investigative files available as a public record to the public. So investigations by the police of fatal shootings like the Andy Lopez one was made available for the first time. So the fact that time went by allowed us to have the time to get access to those investigative reports.
Gotcha.
To get more information that had not previously been public.
Okay, that makes sense. And by the way, folks, this is narrated by the great actor and activist Peter Coyote, who lives in Sebastopol. That's cool. The 3 Seconds in October is what it's called. And apparently, there's some audio in this documentary from this very radio program. Mike?
Shot fired.
One person down in Code 3 ambulance used to block Moreland.
Go move!
And about Geo.
3:30 on The Drive. We're getting a report of a possible shooting in Santa Rosa. There is a police action going on now. There are reports of a shooting. We will continue to follow this and keep you posted.
Wow, I sounded a lot younger 8 years ago. That is from a Drive episode with breaking news from 8 years ago. It's 3 Seconds in October, a documentary on the Andy Lopez shooting. The producer, Ron Rogers, is with us. So give us a little quick bit of your background, how you became a documentary filmmaker, and you do live in Sonoma County, right?
Yeah, the entire film was made in Sonoma County with a lot of people who were local. my background, my first career was as an attorney. I was a deputy DA in Sacramento, and I was a senior trial attorney with the state of California.
Wow.
And but I've been making public affairs documentaries since 2005, and I find it more rewarding, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can believe that, Harry.
Hey, Ron, documentaries by nature are known as nonfiction, but they often have a point of view to them. Would you say that there's a point of view to this documentary? And if so, what is it?
Well, the point of view is that we were attempting to find out what happened in the incident, and also to look and see whether there are any lessons to be learned nationally. So the point of view is that we wanted to get access to the materials that weren't available in 2013 and 2014 when Joe Ravitch was deciding whether or not to charge Deputy Gilhouse.
Right.
And there were new pieces of information from the investigative file of the SRPD. There was 1,000 pages of narrative. There were photographs. There were videos. There were all kinds of things that the public didn't know. And so our point of view was just to provide some more transparency. And I just want to point out that this is not an anti-police documentary. These incidents, I think, are fairly rare. And when they do happen, when we look at these incidents and how they're handled, it tarnishes the image of the majority of police officers who do a good job. And so when police departments and prosecutors and public officials and police unions defend these officers, whether they're right or wrong, the public is right to question the credibility of what they're being told.
Fascinating. where did you wind up producing most of this? You know, the final, the post-production, etc. Where did you do that?
Well, I was very lucky, in part because of COVID. Some people in the business, the top professionals, were not as busy as they used to be. And I got access to some high-level professionals, some of which had worked at George Lucas and elsewhere. And I also was able to not only have the assistance of Peter Coyote, but also Lowell Bergman from 60 Minutes and the Frontline was consulted on investigating. But as far as post goes, we did get a volunteer team to do the post-production, and we actually did a preview at George Lucas's Skywalker Ranch in Marin, which is supposed to be the most technologically advanced theater on the planet.
Yeah, wow.
It was so emotional for me to see my little film up on this incredible screen with this incredible sound. So I got a lot of help on this as far as the post-production and all along the way.
Were you able to interview Sonoma County DA Jill Ravitch for this doc?
I did spend 3 hours in three different interviews talking to DA Jill Ravitch. She will probably be extremely surprised to find that she's not in the film other than her press conference in July of 2014.
Yeah.
The reason for that is that basically what she said was repeating what the SRPD came up with. So there wasn't really anything terribly new except for the fact that she had hired a hired witness for her report called Dr. Lewinsky, who apparently only testifies that police shootings are valid. The word is that he's never seen a police shooting that he didn't like. So the only new thing that I learned when I interviewed the district attorney was that she hired this Dr. Lewinsky to get involved in her report.
So you've got these two airings coming up on PBS affiliates in the Bay Area. Where do you see the film going from there?
I'm told that it's headed national. I don't have actual air dates yet, but I'm told that it's headed national on PBS.
Wow.
Would you anticipate at some point expanding the documentary, doing a follow-up based on reaction to it or new information?
Oh, geez. There are friends that are listening to this going, oh, my God, I hope not. It was, believe me, it was tough enough coming up with this documentary short. To do a full-length feature would be something that at the moment I'm not up to.
Okay.
And also, you know, when people see the film, it pretty much stands on its own. It's the word that people keep using is powerful, and so it really stands on its own, and it's pretty concise. And you know, Americans don't have a terribly long attention span, so something short and concise is generally more effective than something that, you know, drones on for a while.
I can agree with that. By the way, it should be pointed out, within 2 weeks of the shooting, Andy Lopez's family filed a federal civil rights lawsuit at the U.S. District Court, which we covered heavily. The sheriff's office ultimately settled for a $3 million settlement in 2018 without any admission of liability by the county. So that'll be discussed, I'm sure, again in this documentary, 3 Seconds in October, put together and produced by Ron Rogers, who's on the phone with us here. And again, it will air at 10 p.m. Thursday, next Thursday, July 15th on KRCB in Rohnert Park, and 10 p.m. Saturday, July 17th on KPJK, the PBS affiliate for San Jose area. Wow, man. This is pretty heavy-duty stuff, and it's amazing that all these years you've spent locked into this and making this happen and producing this. It couldn't have been easy, in my thoughts.
Well, it wasn't easy, but I tend to be, people will tell you I'm kind of persistent, and it was kind of like an onion. You know, you take one layer off and you find something underneath it. Mm-hmm. And the thing about documentaries is that not only does the public learn things, but the documentary filmmaker learns things. And so you really don't know how it's going to end up. You go in and you go in to learn as much as you can, and it goes where it goes. It's been, you know, it's been quite a trip, but I think it's important for people to get as much information as they possibly can. Let me just say one thing about Steve Freitas, if I have a minute. He was the sheriff back when this happened, and I talked to Steve Freitas in a filmed interview, and one of the things he said to me is that at that time, right after the shooting, he said, some people made up their minds right away that the shooting was good. And some people made up their minds right away that the shooting was bad. And I'm sorry to have to tell you that that's still the situation 8 years later. I'm not sure that people are really, open to new information. And I hope people will be open when they see this documentary, open to new information, and take it into consideration when they decide what this was all about.
Harry?
Well, that pretty much sums it up. We've just got to see it, and we can see it again next Thursday, 10 p.m. KRCB, for local folks here in the North Bay.
Yeah, Ron Rogers, producer of the documentary 3 Seconds in October. Harry just mentioned when and how you can see it. I'll be looking forward to it. Is there any way you can, Ron, send Mike a copy so I can see it before the 17th or the 15th? I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me talk to Mike about technically how that's possible, and I'll talk to him about that.
Okay, beautiful. Ron Rogers, thank you so much. Producer of the documentary 3 Seconds in October on the Andy Lopez shooting 8 years ago. Ron, thanks, and best of luck in the future. Keep us posted on anything else that you're doing as a documentary filmmaker.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.